Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters and brothers. Thank God for another opportunity we have to share together, to learn the word, and let's just take a moment and praise him. We praise you, Jesus. If I can get everyone to just raise your hands, however you see to praise him right now, just let's lay down and move everything aside and just think about the things that you went through just today. Just today, hallelujah, everything may have not been roses, but we're guaranteed opposition in our lives. We thank God that we have still pushed aside all of our cares, and we have brought them here tonight to gather together. Whether you're listening to this live or it's live to you from a new show at another day and time, we thank God for your blessings today. We thank God for you today, sister. You today, brother, may not be where you want to be, but thank you, Jesus, for your mercies that he's allowed you to be in another day. Another day, another opportunity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to dive into the word because God is good. God is good all the time. And remember, the word is the word. The word will work if you work it. Let's see, can we work the word tonight? Thank you, Jesus. God has a word for you. Someone is sitting lonely, depressed right now. God has a word for you. Hallelujah. Someone is happy in there, glad in there, cheerful, and they can't wait to taste of the word because they know that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah for that word tonight. Tonight we're going to be coming from the 23rd Psalm. Hallelujah. I hear you. Hallelujah. What a grateful. That's one of the most beautiful psalms in the book. One of the most beautiful books in the Bible is the book of Psalms. All of God's word is meditating and healing to our spirits and our mind. And we want to take each and every word of it and put it together. Hallelujah, saints. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that opportunity. Just wanted to start with just a little song as we always do. After that, we're going to go into scripture. We have a sister just going to help us with our scripture tonight. After that, we're just going to go into prayer, and then we're going to go straight into the word. Hallelujah. You are my God, and I do love you. You are my friend, and I always worship you. I love you, Lord. You heard my cry. I love you, Lord. Can you honestly tell the Lord, I love you? You heard my cry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you just take out time right now and just, regardless of what's going on in your day, and just in your own way, just take time and say, I love the Lord. I love you, Lord. Sometimes in the midnight hours, you just want to wake up, even out of a good dream. It don't have to be a bad dream. And you just roll over, and sometimes in your spirit, even in your sleep, you just roll over and say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. And you may can't say nothing else. You may be down and depressed, and all you can say is, Jesus. That's enough for him. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know when you call his name, do you know that he stands up? Do you know he stands from the throne and he looks and say, my child is calling me. Hallelujah. Right now, just one more time. Jesus. Jesus, I love you. are my friend. You are my healer. Some say he's the lily of the valley, my bright in the morning star. Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's my testimony to the Lord. Hallelujah, that I just love him. I just love his spirit. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being my healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't know him as my healer yet. I prayed for him, and I'm still feeling the sickness. He said he didn't give us the spirit of fear, my sister. He said, but of a strong mind, power, peace, love. That's okay if you don't see it right now. Just keep on calling him. Keep on telling yourself through that pain, he's my healer. Watch him do what he needs to do for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, right now. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to move on because I'm stirred up. I feel the Holy Spirit, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're going to do, what you're doing right now, and what you've already prepared for our future. Does someone know right now our praise we're giving him is going to carry us over our next obstacle? Hallelujah. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. Today, tonight, right now, may be your last chance to praise him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have two callers on the line, and we have the first caller here. She's going to help me with my scripture. I do thank you very much for that. And then we're going to get to my second caller here from the Atlanta area, and we're just going to go ahead and dive into the word. And at any time that anyone has anything that you want to jump in here that God puts on your heart, that you want to contribute, this is the word of God. And right now, let's just say, use me, Jesus. Let our mouth be his mouthpiece now. Let our arms be wrapped around somebody near or far. Hallelujah. Use us, Jesus, right now. This is God's word to his people. Let Evangelist Vaughn move back and decrease, and God will invite you to increase and pour out unto your people what you would have them to see, what you would have them to hear. Wrap your mercy around them, dear Father. Hallelujah. Caller number one, Sister LaMeca?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Lady of God. Let's get
All
our
right.
scripture for tonight.
All right, so we are reading from Psalms 23, and I'm reading out of the NIV version. And I'd like to say thank you, Evangelist Vaughn, for blessing us with that song and with that inspiring, encouraging word for tonight. And get us ready for the word.
Thank you.
Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the reading of the word. Thank you so much, sister. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let's just do our prayer, and we will get into it. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let's all gather together, sisters and brothers of Christ, right now in one unity, in one spirit, as we pray to our Father. We thank you, dear Father, for another opportunity. Dear Father, we come straight from our heart, as we walk to the throne of glory, the throne of mercy. You said that we can bring all of our requests to you, Jesus. Dear Father, some of us is bringing request of healing tonight. Some of us is bringing just request of praise tonight. Some of us come to you just with thanksgiving on our lips tonight. Oh, some of us come to you, dear Father, with joy in our heart. Some of us, dear Father, have grief wrapped around them tonight. Some of us, dear Father, just want to stand in your presence, dear Father, and feel your anointing, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you that you are everything for us, dear Father.
Yes.
I thank you that you look beyond our faults and you still find our needs. I thank you, dear Father, for using us, your people. Thank you for being the creator. We as your creatures, dear Father, we praise you. We bow down before you. We invite you, dear Father, to come into our hearts, into our minds. And, dear Father, may we decrease that you may increase. Dear Father, let your power just explode in our hearts and our minds. Show us the things, dear Father, that our eyes have never seen. Let us hear the things, dear Father, that our ears have never heard. Dear Father, as we come with a receptive mind and heart, let us receive your word as sisters and brothers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, sisters. I do thank you. I do have Sister Barbara on the line back with us again from Atlanta. Good evening, Sister Barbara. There we go. I think if I unmute Sister Barbara, there we go. Good evening, Sister Barbara.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you. God bless you. We are going to join together in the scripture that the sister just read for us today. Again, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And we're just going to get started and dive into that. I again do want to remind everyone the call-in number for our guest tonight is 646-652-4916. We invite you to call in, make a part of it. Remember, when we're studying the Word, we need our three things. We need the Word. Get your sword, ladies and gentlemen. We need the sword. And
Amen.
We need a pen and paper. Hallelujah. Because these are the word of the Lord, and this is for a continuous lifetime. You may say, well, evangelist, I don't feel like I need that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But God may spare you and you wake up tomorrow. You never know, because
mm-hmm.
the word is something that we need to carry with us daily. So let's make sure that we take out the time to, if we're going to be in the word, let's really get into it. Let's taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Third Psalms, hallelujah. well, you know, speaking of the Psalms, first of all, is one of the most innovative and emotional verses in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The Psalms in whole. And I say the 23rd Psalm is one of my beloved Psalms. We as people recite the 23rd Psalms at funerals. It's inscribed on T-shirts. Most of us know the King James Version from memory. We should keep in mind that the Psalms were written over a 1,000-year period and were memorized in the entirety by most faithful Jews from the time of David in about 1,000 B.C. until well after the time of Jesus. See, Jesus himself uttered the beginning lines of a psalm of praise from the cross. By the time that Jesus, everyone knew the psalm so well that they could just start at the beginning and someone could already finish it. That's how long that the psalms that David has wrote has been around. Now, we know a lot about mostly David and played the harp, so the psalms mostly was set to music, and they were sung or they were chanted. Even David, with some of the things that he went through, starting with a shepherd boy, it's really something how he starts out the 23rd Psalm, because he was a shepherd boy, you know. He was out in the field tending the sheep. That was little David. That was his job. So even when the men came to his house looking for, let's see who are all of your sons, David was not even amongst them. Jesse, his father, went through and introduced all of his sons. He said, "You sure you don't have anyone else?" David was still out in the field tending the sheep. So he was a shepherd in that sense over the sheep. So it's really something. Now, you know, David came to really love the Lord, had a heart for the Lord. David, of course, you know, was human and went through so many different things, even murder. You know, he not only that was adultery and a lot of different other things that David had to go through, but he had a heart for the Lord. And it's really something how he starts the 23rd Psalm off just by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." Just like he tended over the sheep, just like he made sure of where all of the sheep was, that all of their needs were met, to make sure that the pastures were still green for them to eat. And he knew how important the sheep depended on him. They lived individual lives, but they depended on David. He also found a shepherd. He also found that the Lord is my shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just that step along carries us somewhere. Because, sisters and brothers, if we can find our shepherd, half of our battle is already won.
That's right.
How many are looking for their shepherd tonight? How many bars are full right now as we speak, looking for their shepherd?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if we can find our shepherd, half of the battle is won. So then, the question is, who is your shepherd?
Uh-huh.
Who is your shepherd? And we must all ask ourselves individually. It's not so important that you answer that question to me, but that you do a self-examination and answer that question to yourself. Self, who is my shepherd? Who is my shepherd? Now, if we look to the Old Testament for examples of a shepherd, surely it's not Jacob, the one who tricked Laban in order to win the land of Leah and Rachel. Surely it's not Jacob. Jacob did some other awesome things. But surely Jacob was not the shepherd. See, people are always still trying to find that shepherd, even us Christians sometimes. We go through the book and we want to see, especially new Christians, how do I know that this word is true? Let me look through here. We have different people said Joseph Smith. That's my shepherd. They'll say, okay, Muhammad, he's my shepherd. People will even worship just the earth itself. That is my Mother Earth is my shepherd. Not the creator of Mother Earth. But Mother Earth is my shepherd.
Right.
Who is your shepherd? So we look back, and so we can pretty much say that it's not Jacob. We can say that's not the shepherd. Surely it's not Moses. Even, you know, he tended flocks, you know, even in his future father-in-law, in order to get the hand of his Ethiopian bride. Mm-hmm. But that's not the shepherd. And even David, even though David knew the Lord as his shepherd, still, it's still not David who became the greatest king of Israel. Again, like I said, he fell to temptation. He fell to seduction and even murder. Just what shepherd do we follow, and why do we follow our shepherd? Why is it? Some people say, well, because I like the way it makes me feel. Or when I'm with that person, I look good with that person. I feel good with that person. I just feel better when I'm with somebody. That's why I serve my shepherd. We have to ask yourselves, why do you serve your shepherd? I just want to give an example of why I serve my shepherd before I go on to talking about we as sheep.
Right.
I serve my shepherd because I found it in a time of weariness, a weariness. If I go to my brother or my friend, I found that even if they had the deepest concern for me, they still couldn't work that thing out. They could give me words of encouragement, could give me a pat on the back, whatever. They could buy me something that would cheer me up only momentarily. But it was still up to me and something else to work this thing out. I found in my God, I found in Jesus to be that comforter. I found in him to be my burden bearer. I found that not just what someone else taught me or what a preacher told me, but when I took those words and applied it to my situation, situations that only he and I knew, I found him to be a burden bearer. A heavy load lifter. I found that when I talk to him and when I fellowship with him, that I come out light as a feather. I come out knowing that everything is going right. Problem was still there. I hadn't saw it solved, but I knew now that I had somebody else who's working this thing out for me. So that's why I chose him as my shepherd. Hallelujah. Again, personal situation. Who is your shepherd, and why do you serve him? Is your shepherd there at any times of the day and night? Can your shepherd just do things that I can do or the flesh can do? Or is your shepherd the one who created you and knows all about you and has a plan for you? He knows the plans he has for you. Your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not want. But we said we all want for something. We all want for something. We may want a new car or a new house or we want a new spouse. We all have want. But that's deep down inside of us is what he's talking about. He's talking about it's a better translation for I shall not want. In our minds, we may have to say this, I lack nothing. I shall lack nothing.
Man.
See, David tells us that when I follow the Lord as my shepherd, I will not lack anything I need. I still want all these nifty things, but the things that I really need, my great shepherd will provide. Hallelujah. So that means that when I've had this depressing day on the job, and instead of me getting all into that, feeding into the depression, if I'm needing joy, I can steal away, push that out of the side, and he said, I shall lack not. God, I need joy. Give me joy. He said he'll be my joy. And I find my greatest joy by, first of all, talking to my Father Jesus, telling somebody else about Jesus. That's my J in my joy. Then I reach out and I try to help others. I go try to fulfill a need of others. That's my O and my joy. I love helping others. That gives me joy. And then I come to myself and I look at self and I do a self-examination of self. And I say, self, what can you do for you today? That's my Y and my joy. I get my joy by Jesus, others, and then myself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, others, how many times have we tried to find joy by trying to get ourselves situated? We look back, and every now and then we may think of others. And then at the bottom, after we've got everything that we think that we need, we may step back and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You see how we turn things around? We switch things up, and then we see that after we spend all of our time and energy and money, went for ourselves, thought of others, and then Jesus, it's only a moment, and it can be taken away from you. The phone can ring and it can be taken away from you. But when you got the joy that God puts deep down inside of you, you'll think of smiling before you think of crying. I don't care what
that's
the need
right.
is. You'll think God is still in control of whatever it is. May God be the glory. Whatever the situation is. Because his joy is going to be the first thing that flows from you. His joy is going to come out of you before the anger. His peace is going to come out of you before you decide that let me fly off the handle. Let me flesh out. I deserve to flesh out on this. They cut me off in traffic. Did you tell them what you're supposed to say? Your peace, his joy. That's what comes from it. So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall lack not. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Okay, so I thought about now. Sheep don't really lie down. Sheep don't lie down. But you know one thing about sheep? Sheep, if a sheep falls over in a ditch, a sheep will lay there and just kick and make their little sound until someone has to come and pick them up. I think that's why God refers to us as the sheep. You know, because they, as long as they're in the green pastures, they're fine. They can eat. They can. We can do things. As long as things is going good for us, we're all right. We're on cloud nine. We're riding. We got a hand out the window. We're doing fine. But as soon as anything comes into our pathway, or we stumble and we fall over into a gutter, we step into that pit hole that we or someone else may have dug for us, and we're in there. As soon as we get there, then we lose it. We lose it. We take our religious coat off, and you can't tell us no different from the sinner man who's out there. Because we walk away from the green pastures, and sometimes he has to bring us back. He's not going to, even one lost sheep, he's still pulling you back. Think of David. If he should lose the sheep, he's out there he wants them back. He has a rod, a staff. He hooks them around the neck, pull them back. So when God pulls us back, sometimes he has to just set us down quietly.
Right.
He has to move us. You know, sometimes when we're rushing, trying to get somewhere, and we're waiting on our green pastures, and green pastures may be a green light at the time.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm late. Why is this light taking so long? Why is this light taking so long? You know, I learned to look at that thing as, thank you, Jesus, for holding me here. Thank you for holding me still.
Yeah.
This is my green pasture for now. Thank you for holding me still and not opening up that gate and letting me run through this here and that light turning green before it needs to. In the meantime, I know you're wiping something out of the way. So my pastures can be green all the way to my destination.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our green pastures come in many ways. Before you make that business deal, it sound good to you, sister. I know, brother, that is something that you thought, this is what I've always wanted. Let me just do it. Before you make that impulse buy, stop and see, is that your green pasture? Could you lay down in that green pasture? If everything else faded around you, could you still be comfortable in that purchase that you got? Or would that be something that's just going to satisfy you for the moment? Is that just something that's just going to satisfy your need just for today? Are you robbing Peter to pay Paul just to satisfy you just for a moment? Your green pastures may come later on. You purchased it now may be a gray pasture for you. Your pasture may be gray, and you're just buying it because your eyes can't see it. But we have to learn to depend on the Lord, and in his timing, when he gives it to us, we know that it's going to be green pastures. We thank you, Jesus, for that, even with our spouse. We have to confront, go to the Lord, have a conversation with him. Who it is that you're bringing to you? Whose spirit are you connecting to?
Yes.
Is this your green pastures? Because as a pastor, is this your green pasture? We have to take out the time and confront the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Conversate with the Lord. Because we want to be able to relaxed. We want to be able to know that this is where we're supposed to be. Because he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Why is he warning us? Because he leads me beside still waters. Still waters. Whew. Isn't it wonderful to be in a situation where you don't have to be in an argument every day? Isn't it wonderful to know that you can come home off of your job and not have to circle the block two or three times because you're regretting going into your own house? Because there's no green pasture in there? Because there's no still waters in there? Don't you know the worst thing it is to do is to be able to go into a job that you sat there and you just cannot stand anybody who's on that job? You know when you go in there, it's going to be confrontations, and you got to get ready to roll your eyes because they're rolling theirs, and everything just goes wrong with you because no green pastures, no green pastures, no still waters. Every day of your life is just rushing waters gashing up against you. Every day that you get in your vehicle, you jump in there and everything is violence that you're hearing, or you choose the wrong music, or you decide that in your mind when you get up you haven't dedicated the day back to the Lord, so you get up and you run out and you forget to pray and you're starting and you're going and everything starts to go wrong. You can't find any quiet waters in your life. But when you find your peace and you start your day with the Lord, you start out in peace. The thing out there that's bothering everybody else on the road is not bothering you. You're still in peace. And that's when he's able to restore your soul. That's when he's able to restore your soul. Hallelujah. You may be in a situation where you've had rough nights. Talk, turn. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you need
Lord.
The Lord to restore your soul.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Even when you get up and you think everything is still fine, I still thank God for newness, new mercies,
yes,
everyday new mercies. Restore my soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let me walk out with the same thing I had yesterday. Give me newness.
Newness,
a new
that's
fresh
right.
Supply.
Yes.
A new fresh dose of your anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Restore me, Jesus. Set me in the pathway that you need me to go. Restore my soul. When someone else sees me, may they again not be shocked that I'm a child of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Restore my soul. May my spirit reach out and touch someone else. You ever pass by somebody and you just know from just a few words from him, you know, that's a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the child of God who knows who he is, who know who he belongs to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The people on your job shouldn't feel comfortable running up to you and saying, girl, you going to party this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't feel comfortable. It should be something about the restoration of your soul, the restoration of your spirit, the restoration of your mind, something about the peace and the joy that's up on you, that they just can't wait to get near you. They just run up and just talk to you about anything. They just want to see you smile. They want to see you glow. They come up and just start telling you their story. They come up and just start testifying to you. The restoration of your mind, the glory of the Lord. That he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. His name says, he said his name is the name above all names. What do you need his name for tonight? Do you need his name to call out, put your name up over his marriage, over your marriage?
Mm.
Call his name over your marriage.
Yes, Lord.
You need his name over that business decision you're getting ready to make? Before you step out there, my brother, my sister, put his name over that decision. Let him lead you in the pathway of righteousness for his name's sake. Everything that shines is not gold. Our eyes see one thing. Believe half of what you see. Let him lead you into the pathway of righteousness. Is it that child that may be going somewhere doing something? Do you need to call out his namesake right now over that child? Let his name be the one that you call out over that child. It's no need of going to your sister or your brother. It's no need of going around your job and telling everybody your situation and, girl, I don't know what I'm going to do. What do you think I should do? What do you think I should do? What do you think I could do? Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have a what? We have a shepherd. We are the sheep. Once we identify and see ourselves as a sheep, we can learn to go to the shepherd. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he guides me in the pathway of righteousness for his name's sake. What is just some of the ways he guides us? By the reading of his word. Sisters and brothers, this is our light. This is our light toward our pathway of righteousness. If we are not in the word, do you see how easy it is for us to get on the wrong pathway? Even thinking that it's leading us in the right direction. If we're not in the word, he said meditate on the word night and day.
Yeah.
Why? Because an idle mind is the devil's workshop. When he set up workshops inside of your mind,
yes,
he will confuse you. You think you're going in the right way.
That's right.
Hallelujah, but we want to keep our mind stayed on the Lord. And when you find that joy that we were just talking about, when you get into him and you get that peace that he gives you, when you step across that line and you really touch into his anointing that he puts upon you, when you go behind the veil, when you can go close your room and it's just you and him having a Holy Ghost good time up in there, when you can serve and praise him in your car, in your home, on your job, hallelujah, in your dream, you're still just dreaming about the goodness of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's when you get more deep into it and you can say, okay, let's go ahead. I know that he has my plans, but I'm going to bring it to you. Is this the right way for me to go? Not what I feel like it is, but it's this. I invite you to lead me, to guide me, to show me your way. Hallelujah. We get tired after a while of going around that mountain, around that mountain, around that mountain. Come on, sister, let's step back. It's the same thing. You're picking the same kind of spouse time after time after time, and you wonder, what is it? Why am I still just picking these people that are just abusing me over and over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
Put the name of Jesus on it. His namesake represents the name of Jesus. If you can only praise God inside of the church, it's not there yet. Wrong message, wrong answer. You got to be able to carry him and invite him to live inside of you, to live inside of you. I hear you, sister, so you say, but you just don't know. I'm not ready for that yet.
No.
You said, but I'm still doing this and I'm still doing that. And I would feel bad inviting Jesus to live inside of me with all this stuff going on inside of me. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have no control over it anyway. That's why you're still doing all of this and that. You don't have the control, my brother. But in the namesake of Jesus, give it to Jesus.
Yes.
He said, come to me. Come to me. Come on now, David's sheep. David's sheep is getting ready to, they move in a different direction. He's got a secret, he's got a way of speaking to his sheep that they know to turn, come back to the shepherd. God said, my sheep knows my voice. Do you know his voice? Do you know his voice today? Who is your shepherd?
Yeah.
Who are you serving? Who's calling you? Who's begging you right now? Who's calling your children? You may have yours, getting yours together, but you're turning your eye and you're leaving it off of your kids. Who's calling your kids? why you're doing that second job, because you need the money, because you want to do this and you want to give them the best clothes and you want to dress them in the best things, and you want to make sure that you're just as sharp, and you want this and you want that. But the kids are sitting at home by themselves. Who is that? Who's watching over the kids? Who's calling your kids? Whose voice are they used to? Whose voice do they render to? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Said, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So that lets me know, as I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to need comforting. If I'm going to need some comforting, that means I have some discomfort going on in my life right now. If I'm going to need some comfort, that means going through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to have some pain. I may even have some bruises, some scratches. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm going through the shadow of death. Now, when you're going through, hallelujah, it feels like that you're stuck. Somebody right now feels like that I'm down and I don't think I'm ever going to get up. My mama was down here. My grandmother was down here. They couldn't get up. Hallelujah. They died of this same thing. They never got the high school education. I tried to graduate high. I couldn't get it. They couldn't get it. It don't feel like I'm going through. My mama got a divorce. My daddy got a divorce. It don't feel like I'm just going through. It feels like I'm stuck in this thing. But hallelujah. Praise the name of the word. He said, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That means, my sisters and brothers, we can't stop. I don't care what emotions we're feeling. We can't stop. We must continue to go forward. I don't feel like getting up and going to that Bible class tonight. I don't feel like getting up and going over there and doing this and that. But you feel it in your spirit. You know that's where you need to be. You got to continue to walk through it. That's why it's important to have a prayer partner, to have somebody that you can have accountable to. Accountability is one of the biggest things. Because if it's just you on your own, you're just sat there and say, you know what? I'm going to tell myself it's okay not to go. And who's going to argue with me? Self, you got any complaints? But if you've got somebody who's calling and saying, sister, where you at? Brother, let's go do this thing. It'll pull you through this. It'll make you start to continue to walk. And think about it. God said if you take one step, I'll take two. Let's get through these struggles and trials and tribulations. We know that you're going to need comfort. He already told us that he's going to be there to comfort us. And you're never alone. So the biggest thing that God can put in us is the opposite of faith. The opposite of faith is fear. Fear. False evidence appearing real. Fear. If he can put the fear in us, we'll say, but I can't go through there. I have a fear of this. I can't go through there. Fear. No, I know this is the right thing to do, but you know what? We've been shacking up all this time. It's no need of us getting married. Seems like when people get married, it just messes it up. Fear. No, I'm not going to, no, I don't want my child to go off and go to college here because, you know what, he's too far away from me. He's out of my sight. Fear. I don't want to take that new position they offered me. What if I can't do it? Everybody's going to see me. I can't. Fear. I know Pastor asked me to help and come do this here, but I have a fear of speaking. I haven't got over this here last time that I got up and spoke. I didn't do so well. Fear. If he can put the fear in us, we'll stay stuck in our valleys. And then it's just a shadow. When is the last time a shadow jumped up and hit you? When is the last time a shadow was able to overtake you? As you notice, your shadows tend to go behind you. Your shadows may even stand beside you sometimes, but they never equal with you. They never can overtake you because it's just a shadow. Hallelujah. I don't care what it feels like. Somebody may be filled with cancer right now, but it's just a shadow. They're out with you. God said, where you're at, that's where I'm at. I'm here to comfort you. I'm here to comfort you. I will fear no evil. He didn't give us the... Didn't we just talk about that, giving us the mindset of fear? He said, I didn't give you the mindset of fear. We have strong minds. We just don't know it sometimes. That's why it takes the word to get inside of us to open up, to give us strength where we're weak until we build up in those areas. For you are with me. For you are with me. Now, if David ever left his sheep, I'm sure that even the sheep would look up and know something is different, would even know that the presence, something happened there. So we as Christians, when we stand together and we acknowledge that God is our shepherd, we should fear no evil.
Amen.
But thou art with me. Thou art with me. Hallelujah. Bills maybe due. Keep on getting out up and going to work anyway. Keep paying what you got to do. Keep paying your tithes. Keep giving to God first. He is with you. Why would I give to someone else first before I pay my tithes?
Mm-hmm.
The more I give, the more he's going to give to me. I can't beat his giving.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to remember, the word will work if we'll work it. We can't pick and choose what part of the word we're going to believe in, from beginning to the end and all in the middle. If you believe beginning, believe the end. Believe the word is true. The word will work if you work it. Hallelujah. Thou art with me. He said, not only is thou with me, you have your rod and your staff comforts me. Goodness. Turn around the next time you're in that bad situation and say, I know the rod and the staff is with me. Let me just make sure I'm holding on to the right thing. Let me make sure I'm holding on to the word. Let me make sure that I remind myself that this is just a shadow of death. Hallelujah. That I can keep going through. And when you get so down that you can't pick up the line, call your sister or your brother. Call someone. Call your pastor. Call your leaders. Call in on the prayer line. Let somebody know, I need to just be reminded, sisters, that this is just a valley that I'm in. This is just a shadow of death, and I shall not stop. I must continue to go forward. That God is with me. Most of all, go to your knees and call in on his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need you to comfort me. Hallelujah. You haven't been comforted until you've been comforted by the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Until you have been comforted by the Lord. Hallelujah. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Wouldn't it be easier sometimes just to walk around the other way so you didn't have to face your enemies? Go the opposite way because you know that it's going to be that, especially with our kids in school these days. All the bullies and all of the fights that are going on in the schools, and they're taping and putting it on YouTube and his tube and my tube and everybody's. You know, it's easier to try to avoid. Have you ever tried to avoid the situation and the enemies keep bringing themselves around? You bring that thing through Jesus. You write it Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Jesus said, I will make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah. He will keep prospering you. And remember, as bad as it feels today, the word tells us, hallelujah, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. That's why today's word, you see, it was nothing for me today. Down the road, you may look back and pull that word out and say, this is what I needed. That's why it's so good to stay in the word. The word is, every bit of it is there to carry you through your valleys of shadows of death. As he prepares the saber before my enemies. All that is so much on that right there that we could just get into before the presence of mine enemies. Doctors say this right here, but the Lord says something different.
Right.
Your friends say you're never going to make it, but you do what you got to do. You come before them, and now they come to you for a job in the presence of mine enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to go through here. We're running for a lack of time. But God said, He anoints my head with oil and my cup overflows. Hallelujah. That's just the goodness of the Lord. When He anoints us, sisters and brothers, you have a teacup and you pour into it until it overflows. It drips down off of it. And everything around it gets wet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. A praying mother, a praying father, a praying couple. Hallelujah. The best gift you can give your children is to be a praying parent. The best gift, pastors, you can give your church is to be not just a pastor on Sundays, but a praying man and a woman each and every day. Because when your cup runs over, your congregation gets wet. Hallelujah. What if everyone in your congregation was just full of the anointing? Because when they come by you, they feel your spirit. When you go into worship, you come in there because you've been anointed before you walked in. When you come in there, you're anointed as you walk out. The mothers, as you walk into your house, your cup just runneth over. Your children is just flowing with the anointing. It's been stuffed down inside of them. When they go out and they're around other things and different things has been presented to them, the anointing is still fresh on them now. Not that they get a little bit here and 4 months down the road they get a little bit more of your anointing that you decided, but every day you're praying over them. Even when they're not in the room, you're in the room praying over that room. The anointing will flow. I'm a witness. That cup runneth over. You ever been in the presence of somebody and they say I was just at the right place at the right time? The anointing flowed over and you happened to be there. You happened to get that position because you were just there and it flowed over from you down to someone else. Grandmothers praying for their grandkids and their kids, and the anointing just flows over for generations. Are you the one to take a stand today? Are you the one to let the anointing run over in your cup? Are you the one that's going to be the one that's for generations to come? That you want to stand before the Lord and get so deep into the Lord that when He anoints you, your great-grandkids are still feeling the anointing. Your great-grandkids can still say, my great-grandmother was a praying warrior. Hallelujah. Knew how to get in a prayer to the Lord. Are you the one that your congregation is going to feel the anointing today? Hallelujah. Easy to do. Choose your shepherd. Choose this day who you will serve as your shepherd. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy, you are not in this thing alone. Look around you. You got somebody following you. You got somebody leading you. You got somebody beside you. Surely goodness and mercy, they're following me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. You don't have them just on loan for a couple days. You don't have them on loan just for a couple hours. But it said all the days of my life. So when it gets so tough, reach back and say, surely goodness and mercy, I know you're here. Surely you are. Goodness and mercy, I need to feel you right now. That's right, I'm not by myself because goodness and mercy is with me. God is leading my pathway with His word. And surely, surely, goodness and mercy is with me. And they will remain with me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I love that.
Hallelujah.
Forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In this earthly dwellings that you're in right now, who's dwelling there with you? Is your shepherd in your dwelling right now? Who's dwelling with you? In your car, when you get in and you turn on your music, who's dwelling in that car with you? Who's dwelling are you in? Who's dwelling is at your job? When you're at your job, is it a different dwelling in your spirit? Are you? Is it someone else in your spirit besides it is that the same person that you see in church? Is that two different people? Are you inviting different people? Who is your shepherd? Who are you serving? Whose house are you going to dwell in forever and ever? Choose this day to choose your shepherd. Choose this day to choose whose house you will dwell in for generations to come after you. What happens to them is partially because of what you're doing right now. What are you teaching your kids to teach their kids to teach their kids? What example are you setting before your kids that they're going to set before their kids and generations down? If you never talked about the Lord, and what if they get through here and never hear about the Lord? Is that what you want to be responsible for? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But choose today that I will dwell in the house of the Lord for how long? Forever.
Forever.
Forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, forever. We never want to end our broadcast without taking a moment to ask anyone who's not for sure of their salvation today. If you're not for sure if you died today where you would be, just take a moment. In the name of the Father, Father, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you gave your only begotten Son. I believe that he died and you rose him up from the dead that I may have a right to the tree of life.
Yes.
I accept you and I invite you to come live inside of me.
Yes.
Be my shepherd, Lord. Let me dwell in your house forever. Remind me that surely that goodness and mercy, they follow in me the rest of my life. Anoint me that my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. If you said these words and you believe it, you accept it, believe it, and confess, then God says you're saved. Find a Bible teaching church. Find a church that worships and praises the Lord. Hallelujah. You're always welcome to call in. 646-652-4916. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Before we leave, again, I'd like to thank all of our guests tonight. Caller with the 718 area code, did you want to announce yourself?
Greetings, praise of the Lord, Prophetess D.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless
I just,
you, Prophetess
I've been typing in the chat room the whole time you were speaking, just confirming the word, amen.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Sister in Atlanta, God bless you. God keep you. God has always got his eye up on you. Hallelujah. My fellow sister here in San Antonio, God bless you, sister. Thank you for joining us tonight, for being with us. Come back at any time. God bless you. Let's stay together in this thing. God is
Hallelujah.
A good God. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Find someone that you can be accountable with, sisters and brothers. Find someone that you can be there on your side. Find someone. Let's get real about this thing. We are his sheep. We thank you, God, for being our shepherd. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If nothing else, I do want to remind everyone, we will be back tomorrow at 11:30 p.m. That is Tuesday through Thursday at 11:30 p.m. We will be on the air. Afterwards, we do go to the chat room. We stay in the chat room for a while. I love the Lord, so we can talk about the Lord all night long. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sister, also, I thank you for giving us our scripture tonight. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that.
Any needs that we can provide
Jesus.
For you or your family, just let us know. We'd be more than happy to dive in there and just do that for you. Evangelist D, I look forward to speaking to you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless
you.
And
God.
If nothing else, you all have a wonderful night, and God bless you. We're just going to sing a little bit out of here as we go. I love the Lord. He heard my cry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Hello? Hello?